Turn in your Bibles now to Exodus chapter 19. We're continuing our beginning phases of our study of the Ten Commandments through the larger catechism. And tonight we are taking a look at the preface to the Ten Commandments. There are really three questions that are in front of us. We'll spend almost all of our time on the middle of these questions. And before I read the scripture to you, let me read these questions so you know what's in front of you. I don't know if those got passed out. They're working their way around, so you'll have a copy of it here in just a minute. I'm going to go ahead, though, and read, and you can look at it again when you get it. Here's question number 100. What special things are we to consider in the Ten Commandments? We're to consider in the Ten Commandments the preface, the substance of the commandments themselves, and the several reasons annexed to some of them, the more to enforce them. So we have the preface, which we're looking at tonight. Then we're going to look at the substance of the Ten Commandments and these things, the reasons that are annexed to them. Question 101, what is the preference to the Ten Commandments? Here's where we're looking tonight. The preference to the Ten Commandments is contained in these words, "I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." So that's the preface. And then this explanation, wherein God manifests His sovereignty as being Jehovah, the eternal, immutable, and almighty God, having His being in and of Himself and giving being to all His words and works, and that He is a God in covenant, as with Israel of old, so with all His people, who, as He brought them out of the bondage in Egypt, so He delivered us from our spiritual thraldom. You know that word, thraldom? And that therefore we are bound to take Him for our God alone and to keep all of His commandments. And then question 102, what is the sum of the four commandments which contain our duty to God? The sum of the four commandments containing our duty to God is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our strength, and with all our might. So I had to look up thraldom because I didn't know that word. Maybe you did, but it comes from the word thrall, and the word thrall means a slave. That's the noun form of it. There's a verb form of it. If you are thralled, you are enslaved. So therefore, thraldom means that you are in a state of slavery. All right? So that's what that means, that He brought us out, delivered us from our spiritual slavery. All right? So there's a new word for you. All right, now let's look to the Word of God. I'm going to read from two different places in Exodus 19. I'm going to read to you the first six verses, and then we're going to go to the end of the chapter in verse 18. Let's listen to God's Word now. In the third month, after the sons of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on that very day they came into the wilderness of Sinai. When they set out from Rephidim, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness. And there Israel camped in front of the mountain. Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, "Thus you shall say to the house of Jacob and tell the sons of Israel, you yourselves have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now then, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be my own possession among all the peoples, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that you shall speak to the sons of Israel." Now verse 18. Now Mount Sinai was all in smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked violently. When the sound of the trumpet grew louder,